You are listening to another Screenfish One-on-One, this time live with actor Jemaine Clement. Clement's latest film is I Used to Go Here, in which he plays David, a professor, who invites his former student Kate, played by Gillian Jacobs, to return as a guest speaker and potentially join the faculty herself. In this one-on-one, we get to speak to Clement about whether or not he thinks you can truly go home again, what he feels his character is ultimately looking for, and what he thinks makes great comedy today. Welcome to the conversation. Welcome to Screenfish. Hi, Jemaine, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much. This is a real privilege. I love your work. I really appreciate you talking with me.
Oh, that's kind of you. Thanks.
And I have to say, I will get killed. My 5-year-old was excited to hear that I was talking to Tomatoa, and my 10-year-old was excited about Dr. Zone. So...
All right. Cool.
So...
Say hi to both of them from both of those guys.
I will. Absolutely loved I Used to Go Here. Thought it was a really charming film. What was it that drew you to this particular story?
Two things. It reminded me of films I used to go and see when I was a student. Of just like having a window into someone's life and maybe a lonely or trying time for them, you know, just in a personal way where other people can't relate to it. I feel like those are a kind of a difficulty that's hard to get to see. One, that it's an awful time for you, but it doesn't sound bad for anyone else. So people don't generally talk about them. And in some ways, you know, I found the story of the main character, Gillian's character, is quite relatable. And it was funny. And Gillian's really funny. So I knew, I knew she was going to do it. So I was excited to work with her as well.
Yeah, she's great in the film. She's got such a charm and her character. I see David and I see Kate on screen together. And I felt like they were almost like a fractured mirror image of one another in some ways. I was wondering how you think they're similar in or different characters.
Yes, David's character was once a promising author, and then he's gotten into this other job that's taken a lot of his time. As it turns out, he's basically trying to draw Kate into that life and take some pressure off him. He's a possible future for her. And then relationship-wise, with having an appropriate relationship, she judges David and then basically falls into the same pattern.
It's interesting because David almost seems like a character who's almost frozen in time. You know, he's someone who hasn't, I would say, gotten out, even though he's still the professor. He's still in that world. I was wondering what you think David is ultimately looking for.
Frozen, I think he's looking for some kind of way out of there, you know. It's easy, in academia, I think it sometimes seems a bit like that when I see professors from my university where I went 26 years ago, they still look the same, and, you know, it is cyclical when you say the same things, give the same lectures for years and answer the same questions. And I think sometimes that's rewarding and sometimes frustrating, and I think you can see both of those.
With the film, a lot of the film focuses on the idea of the power of nostalgia. And I was wondering what you think that power is. Why do we continue to be drawn back to what's familiar?
Well, often, the way your brain works is you tend to forget the bad things. You know, if you've ever been in a relationship, stop that relationship and then gone back to that relationship, then you remember, oh, that's right, we used to do this and she used to say that and I used to always reply with this. And I think it's just that you forget the complexity of things and you remember the good things. I didn't have the same experience with my college years. I wanted to learn about theatre and film, and I had a really bad time in my department. And I cringe at the idea of, I can see my university from here. I cringe at the idea of going there.
That may answer the next question, because I was wondering, like, Like, you've been around the world at this point. Do you think you can go home again? And would you go back if you could? I mean, you are at home. But...
I am home, yeah. I mean, I've lived in Wellington since I was 18. But sometimes I didn't finish my degree. And every time I think of, oh, man, I should do those few papers. And then I look at that building and go, oh, no. Don't go back up, yeah. I don't want to be that old dude now either. The weird old dude in the class.
I understand. I have the same thoughts. I'm like, oh, well, you know. But the film's great. It's really funny, too. Like, the comedy is really good. And I was wondering...
Yeah, and there's some... I mean, it's mostly Gillian. But it's Gillian, his story. But Chris found some other great actors and actresses. A lot of them local, not all of them. But, you know, a lot of them from Chicago, where we filmed and where Chris lives. So that was another fun part of the film.
Well, yeah, I mean, you had some great young cast members there. I was wondering what you took from them. I'm sure they were learning from you and from Gillian, but what you learned from them?
Well, it was good to see people really excited about being in a movie. And it's good to remember, oh, that's right, it's exciting, it's fun to do this. But sometimes you have to remind yourself of that. But I didn't get to act with the, I'll call them the kids, even though they're all adults. The kids, I didn't get to act with the kids very much because my character's just talking all the time, you know, literally lecturing. So I didn't get to bounce off those guys very, very often. But it was fun doing the lecture scene with Hannah Marks and I don't remember his name, but the guy telling his kind of Dungeons and Dragons inspired story.
Yes.
Really funny.
That's great. You mentioned that, you know, exciting being in a movie. I didn't realize until prepping for this interview that you're in the Avatar sequels or participating.
Yeah. After these interviews, I'm going to go over there and get my hair cut. We're filming tomorrow. Some stuff tomorrow. But I know I'm in two. And IMDb says I'm in five or something like that. Even I was like, am I?
That's right. Well, I don't want to ask you too much because I'm afraid that like James Cameron has like a sniper on you or something like that in the background, just in case.
Well, yeah, I can't tell you that much. It's very secretive. You know, so we've even been filming over this whole COVID pandemic, they've started again because New Zealand's back and working. I have a scene tomorrow. I go in today and they get my scripts in a vault and they'll take my script out of the vault.
For real?
And I'll sit there. Yeah. The scripts are in a vault and then I'll read it there and try and learn it there and then it goes back in the vault and then I go again tomorrow and then I'll take it out of the vault again.
Is it a different sort of, I mean, obviously it'd be a different experience, but is there a certain level of attraction to being a part of a major project as opposed to just the smaller films, or is there a certain energy in the smaller films that keeps drawing you back?
I'm not sure. I you know, there's a few big films that I've done, mostly done smaller films, but often the bigger films, what's made me interested is the director, maybe has done some films I've loved, you know, like Terminator 2 was one of my favorite film experiences I've ever had, you know, one of the most exciting when I was 15 or whatever I was. And it's hard for me to resist asking Terminator 2 stories all the time. I only do about one a week. I would ask after every day. I get, you know, asking how they did certain special effects in The Abyss and things like that. Also, you know, someone who's quite an imaginative person and he gets to make whatever he wants at this level. Well, that's what it feels like to me, so it seems like to me. And that's great to see as well.
Well, I mean, as I've said to my own friends, I'm like, the guy's made the most expensive movie in history three times and he's made money every time. You can't count that out.
Yeah, and this is... another very, very expensive movie.
Sure. Just as we start to wrap up here, Jermaine, I mean, you are so gifted at comedy, and I love your work. I was wondering what you think makes great comedy, especially in today's culture.
Yeah, I guess at the moment I feel like it's believing what you say.
Hmm.
You know, having an attitude, or you know, even if I don't agree with a comedian, still, if I can see that comedian believes it, or the movie believes it, or they're making a good job of making you, it's committing, I think.
Jermaine, thank you so much. I really, really appreciate it. I Used to Go Here is just wonderful, really charming and really funny, and you're wonderful in it. So thank you so much.
Thanks, Steve.
Thanks so much.